You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
So, on the show tonight, I think I'll call her Eco Warrior. Hulle het destijds Hennops Revival begin. And just try to fix this river, to try to help this river. My name is Taryn Johnson. Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you.
I'm looking at these three bags that you brought along. And this is just a fraction of the stuff you removed over the weekend from the Hennops River.
I collected that in about 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And would you say that is like a hundredth of all the stuff that's currently in that river?
Oh, no. Not even.
Not even close.
No. Yeah, it's a fraction, a millifraction.
So just looking at that, so I see two dolls there. I see there's a handbag, condoms, nappies, Cerebos soaked containers, all sorts of stuff.
Sure.
You wouldn't expect that to float down a river, but it's there. Stuff nappies, foul nappies.
Yeah,
people throw it in the river.
Yeah.
Where's all of this coming from? All of this filth?
Well, there's a number of problems. If you just look where the river runs through, starts in Kempton Park, but it's also the tributary streams, the feeder streams. There's people all alongside the rivers. Unfortunately, in those informal settlements, there's not much, rubbish removal and things like that. So the mindset out there is that the river takes the rubbish away.
How's that? It takes it to the ocean.
Yeah.
And that's not true at all.
There is no way.
It remains in the river if we don't remove it. So, I'm looking at this list here, some of the weird things you found in that river. A goat's head.
Oh.
A calf foot. A dead dog. A dead duck. An old phone. Calculator, mannequin's hand, files, DVDs, keyboards, a bucket, PC screen, iron, a kettle, a lawyer's case, clothing. Let's not forget the corpse that went down the Hennops River. Why are you fighting this fight? Because it seems like you're not going to win.
You know, everything that we take out of the river doesn't go any further. So I don't mind. I'll continue to do it.
So you know you need to repeat this process over and over and over again.
Over and over.
And by the time we're sitting here, it's probably looking the same than it did over the weekend.
Yeah, it is pretty much like that all the time. It's just constant flow of rubbish.
So you guys get together every 2 weeks or what?
Yeah.
What is the process?
It's about every 2 weeks. We do cleanups twice a month.
Yes, and who's volunteering? Just random people?
People from Centurion, people come from Joburg. It's just formed this wave of people, and it's created quite a beautiful sense of community in Centurion, which is really nice.
How do you fish it out of the river? How does it work? Do you wade in, remove stuff?
I have been in waders, but where we work, it's on top of a weir. So there's a grid which catches most of the rubbish. So we don't actually have to get into the water. It's quite safe. And we just literally clean the grid and take it out.
Goat's heads.
Yeah.
Man. I must be honest. Every time I hear about you guys and what you do for that river, I feel guilty because I live in Centurion. And every time I'm thinking, okay, well, at least someone's doing it. But we should all be helping you guys, eh? This should happen more often.
Look, ideally, if I could do it every week, I would. But, you know, I'm conscious of the fact that I don't want to exhaust the community and I don't want to exhaust myself either. So we've done it a week apart from one another.
But hopefully, in some way, this is gonna stop. The pollution of the river. What's the solution? You can't keep on cleaning forever. Although you want to, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, look, obviously, ideally, we would like upstream to sort out problems. But, You know, what we'd like to do going forward is run teams of people that could do it on a daily basis that we pay, but obviously we would need funding for that. So how we're looking at it is really just to bring everyone, because water affects everybody, to bring everyone on board. This is not a job for the government. It's a job for everyone.
So you're thinking businesses should come to the party and say, right, let's fund, let's pay someone's salary to do this on a daily basis or weekly basis?
Well, that would work. You know, we'd have job creation and all that type of thing. And then, you know, somebody else would be doing the dirty work.
You see, this is the problem in South Africa. We cannot actually address the core problem. We have to sort of sort it out on this, on the business end of it, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The symptoms of it is what we try to fix, but we cannot cure the disease.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and the reality is that we can't actually move the people from the riverbanks, because where would we take them to? Yeah. What would we do with them?
Not going
to
happen. Yeah. More people will arrive, as
exactly,
you know.
Yeah.
Is there a branch of you that does some kind of like community education for the people that live along the riverbanks to kind of try and teach them how this is going to affect them in the long run as well?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got Catherine, who's doing education in Tembisa. But, you know, again, unfortunately, that it's a numbers game. So the numbers of people that are willing to go out there and help and educate and volunteer their time are drastically outnumbered by the people who are chucking their stuff in the river.
You see, and here's the other problem. Your focus is not with, let's clean up the river. Your focus is, I want to survive today.
Yeah.
So, focus. It's a focus thing. 1826, just go check out that picture. It's on the Scenic Drive Facebook page right now. This is just a fraction of what came out of the Hennops River over the weekend. Check it out, Scenic Drive Facebook page right now.
The Scenic Drive with Rion, exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m.